next to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Another week, another fantastic Flickster heading off to see a movie for us and coming on and telling us all about it. JT here and Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, Mr. T. How are you?
Mr. T.
Gee, I haven't called you Mr. T for ages.
God, what's happened to you? Yes, yeah. It has been a very long time, hasn't it?
I used to call you Mr. T all the time. I haven't called you that.
It was Grant Lee and Mr. T. It was good.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? They were the dates.
Oh, God, we're selling something out of a Kellogg's commercial. anyway, how are you, Mr. Lee? You're good. I mean, we did catch up yesterday, and you seem very interested in, and you look very happy today. I know it's the weekend. Maybe that's the reason why.
Yeah, and it's just nice to know I've got the weekend off, because I had a friggin' busy weekend last weekend, end up being. So it's nice to have a quiet weekend. So, yeah, I'm actually heading to the Business Awards tonight, so fingers crossed we might come home with not an Oscar, but maybe a Business Award.
Oh, you're doing the Business Awards tonight, eh?
Yeah, that's tonight, yeah. So,
well, let's just hope that it's going to be... Yeah, that's it. You know.
That's it.
Not as good as an Oscar.
You know what? I had a thought that if we did win and I have to get up there and talk, because, as you know, I don't like talking. So
No.
I thought my first thing would be, I'd like to thank the Academy. Oh, hang on, sorry. Wrong awards show.
Oh, no. I know what you like with speeches, Mr. Lee. No good. You're going to get wound up. Yeah. You know, I'm going to see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, you do that to me every week, so I'm used to it.
Oh, dear. Wow. Okay. Well, best of luck tonight to the Forum 6 in Tamworth at the Business Awards.
Thank you.
I'm sensing Mr. Lee's going to have a big night if he has a win. A few lemonades.
Yeah. Mm. Problem is, I've got to work tomorrow night, so Saturday night.
Since when do you work on the weekend? Oh, no. I don't know what's
going
on.
I know. Of all times to work after a big night. So.
That's right.
That's if we win.
I can talk you through it, Miss Lee. I can talk you through it. All right. Well, today it is all about The Dog Stars. This is the movie we are reviewing. Now, Mr. Lee, there's been lots of talk about this film, hasn't there? Because Ridley Scott, there's been talk about Jacob Elordi as well. What's your take on this one?
Yeah, look, I didn't realise until I was researching it that there is no zombies in this movie at all. Ridley Scott made a point of saying it's more about the people and the relationships, about what the dog, Jasper, and about Hegan Bangley, what they go through. Guy Pearce, his name in this one's Pops. So we've got to find out from the Talking Flickster why he's called Pops. I hope it's not Pops. Because he's a bit older.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, look forward to hearing what our Flickster has to say, and we'll introduce them and get their thoughts after we have a listen to The Dog Stars.
Before the world ended, I was kissing my wife, playing with my dog.
Jasper!
The world that was doesn't exist. Here it's just us trying to hold on to what was. But out there, it's kill or be killed. The only thing left to fear survivors. There is a
place that.
I heard a voice on the radio. Saying, my name is Hick.
I'm Seema.
He's an unknown. We've survived because we have rules about how to deal with unknowns.
I know he has real coffee. I miss music. Singing on the way to the grocery store.
I miss the grocery store. They're gonna keep coming. We can't hold them off forever.
Arm up! Move, move, move! Shoot the roof!
Oh, it's the Dog Stars, and to tell us all about it, welcome back to Talkin' Flicks. It's Oliver.
Hello, hello. Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Great to have you here, mate. Yeah, we've missed you. Haven't we, Mr. Lee?
We have. It's been a few weeks.
Okay. Take your time, Mr. Lee. Whatever. Whenever you want to chime in, you know.
Pick Sorry. Up the How pace, are you Mr. anyway, Oliver?
I'm fine, thanks.
Good man.
Awesome. Awesome.
Now, the Dog Stars, what did you think? What was your first reaction when you saw this movie? Were you looking forward to going to see it?
I was, because I'm a fan of Ridley Scott, and he usually does Ridley Scott good movies.
He's had some great movies. What would you say is your favourite Ridley Scott film? What do you enjoy the most?
Probably be a toss-up between Alien and Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. That's great.
The original Gladiator, I have to say, that's probably one of my favourites.
What did we think of Blade Runner? Well, was anyone a fan of that? Because I remember watching Blade Runner. I think it was when I was back in like year 12. Yeah. No one's looking very excited about that.
Nah,
okay, anyway. Excuse me. I mean, this is the reason why I fell asleep during that every single time we watched it. So that's what it goes to say.
Oh, really?
But are we getting an exciting movie from Ridley Scott here, Oliver?
It's more of a slow burn drama, but there are quite a few high energy action scenes.
Oh, that's good. Because I have to say, I love a movie that includes dogs. My first question is, and I really do want to know, nothing happens to Jasper, does it? The dog's safe.
Well, he can't say that, Mr. Lee, because then he gives away.
Oh, he can, because I don't want to know.
There's
I don't
spoilers
want to...
here.
Yeah, okay.
I can't
well,
say.
Don't say.
Oh, something happens okay. to the dog. Oh, okay. Well, now we know. okay, well, how would you describe this movie to someone who hasn't seen it?
It's a post-apocalyptic drama about seeking connections with a few high-energy action scenes.
Okay, righto. So with Hig, which is played by Jacob, he has survived basically humanity that's almost been wiped out. And he's living in an airport. How's that? Like, how did he come across the airport?
It doesn't really go into it. It just sort of starts with it establishes that they made that safe haven before the fall happened.
Yeah. Okay. That's lucky then, because there's a few of them. How many people actually living at the airport is... Because I know that it's him, the dog, and also Bangley. They're there. Anyone else?
No, that's just them.
Right. Okay. Oh, that's good. It's a nice big airport, so at least there's only the two and the dog in there.
That's right.
Oliver, Jacob Elordi, one of our own from Brisbane, I believe, he's been widely talked about in the last 12 months. He's had some big roles, most recently in Wuthering Heights with Margot Robbie. How did you see him in this film, obviously playing Hig? What did you think of his performance? At one of the lead roles, was it a standout?
It was good. The character was quite stoic, but there was a good sense of the grief he carries, and there are hints of the kind of person he was before the fall of civilization.
Okay. So he had a partner and a life. What was his life before the civilization went?
He was just a mechanic and sort of every man.
Ah, okay. And he is opposite of Josh Brolin. He is a totally opposite to what Hig is, the character, isn't he?
Yeah, Hig is more of an idealist.
And how about Josh Brolin? How did you go with getting another big name in this movie? I mean, haven't even got to Guy Pearce yet. But looking at Josh, what did you think of Josh Brolin in this? Were you happy with what he did?
Yeah, he was really good. I liked him. He was like a very gruff sort of character, but there's sort of sense that he's a good person at his core.
Does he work in well with Hig? Jacob Elordi's character?
Yeah, well, his character Bangley was a fatalist, whereas Hig was an idealist. And their contrasting outlooks add philosophical debate to the narrative. And the differences add some amusing banter too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, okay. Yeah, interesting dynamic.
Now, I was saying just before about the airport and all that, the sets and everything, which I still can't believe, it's meant to be in Colorado in the States, but it's actually filmed in Italy. So was there any hints that it was filmed in Italy? Did you see anything, or did you believe it was actually filmed in Colorado?
No, I believed it looked like it was in Colorado. There's a good aerial shot of like a, they did a CGI map model of the city. And it looked rather impressively detailed.
Oh, wow.
Now, apparently Ridley Scott, he did this almost 360-degree filmmaking. How did you see much of that in the film? Like, could you tell what was going on there? Because apparently they reckon he was using something like 11 cameras at once. That was drones, cameras hidden in trees, tracks, even aircraft flying during sequences. That is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, there was an impressive amount of coverage in the movie, so you got a lot of different views for certain scenes.
Which I must say, being able to coordinate all that and have all the actors just doing their bit, they wouldn't know where to look. I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, don't look at the camera, because you know you're not meant to look at the camera.
Mm.
But you would, because you would know where all the cameras were.
Well, apparently Ridley did it because he said that using multiple cameras gave actors more freedom because they can then perform an entire scene without constantly having to stop. I think that's clever. I don't see many directors doing that. Did you get, was that more free-flowing, Oliver, if he's doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think you got like a more engaging with the characters and the action scenes too.
Because, yeah, it does make sense to do it. I wonder why not many other directors do that then, if you're not stopping all the time, because it must be friggin' hard for actors to go pick up from where you were and to be in the same frame of mind that you were, you know, it could be an hour before or even the day before. It must be really hard for an actor.
Yeah, well, they managed to fill their roles perfectly well with all that pressure, so it worked out.
That's really good. So tell me, if you were living in a post-apocalyptic world, can't even say the word, but anyway, who would you be more like, Hig or Bangley?
Well, I'd like to be more like Hig, but I think I'd probably be more of a cynic like Bangley.
Who would you be, JT?
Probably Hig, yeah. I reckon. Yeah, I'm a Hig kind of person. Yeah,
you are actually.
Yeah, that's, you know, you want to be Jasper. That's what you want to.
Yeah,
be.
I would. Yeah. I just like dogs.
Always wants to be the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Lee, calm down. It's not a kink. Now, let's talk about the score, Oliver, so the music throughout the movie. How did that go? Are we talking like very thematic? Are we talking more like, you know, well-known songs? What were we getting on the score?
Yeah, it did well at matching and enhancing the various moods of the film. And I think there was a bunch of like, there's a lot of like acoustic guitar for like for the certain scenes.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting acoustic guitar. That's different. Mm. Usually it's big violins and, you know, the drums and things like that. So that is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly is. I think I have to go watch it to find out. Because I'm afraid I'm not a zombie person at all. I don't like anything with zombies in it.
There's no zombies in it.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I think now knowing this, I would watch it because now I know there is no zombies in it. But the problem is I don't think the wife will come because she likes zombies. So she might. Which is quite funny. Dear.
So was there one particular scene in the movie, Oliver, that really stood out to you and you go, that had me hooked? I love that one.
Scene of the group called the Reapers. Like this scary gang, and it was shot with like thermal vision. It was really interesting and really, really tense.
Oh, okay. Thermal vision. That would have been a totally different look, absolutely different look on the screen having thermal vision.
Yeah, so like it did feel a bit like a zombie movie because there were so many of them.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Unbelievable. So tell me, would you recommend this movie to someone who likes these type of movies, not knowing what it is, but is this something you would recommend to people?
Yeah, I would. I think it's an engaging cinematic experience, and the characters are really engaging and worth following.
Yeah. Oh, good. Oh, that's good to know. No worries. Well, we've come to that time of the podcast now that I've got to head over to the freezer. Thank you. I was there a bit quicker than I thought. out of 5 Choc Tops, how many are going to give the Dog Stars today?
I'll give it 3.5.
That's not bad.
It's great.
Yep.
That is really good. I don't mind that score. I think that's good. I think anything over a 3, I think, is good. I think it's it's like a pass mark, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. So true. That's very good. Well, thank you so much, Oliver, for coming on today. We do appreciate your time doing these for us and watching all these movies.
Thank you.
Yeah, we know you love movies, so thank you.
You're a good man, Oliver.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day. Yeah. All right, Mr. Lee, it's time for us to go now.
It is. It's time to go. But I'm going to have a quick drink before I leave HQ today.
It's too early, Mr. Lee.
No, coffee.
Oh, yeah, right, okay. I know what you've got in the fridge.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's just say it rhymes with shodka. Hey, I'm looking forward to next week, Mr. Lee. The conflicts for next week, Fall 2, Dead Point, which I went and saw last night. And I can't wait to talk about it. Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm so pleased. Because I know you liked the first one. So, yeah, this will be exciting to find out your take on it.
All I'm going to say is I think there's a big score coming next week. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. So...
Wow, that's pretty big for you.
Just saying, you'll have to find it next week. but I'm looking forward to it. And we'll catch you next Thursday for our normal episode of Talkin' Flicks. For everything Talkin' Flicks, you can head to theforum6.com.au or odn5.com.au. That's also the place you can go as well if you want to be a flickster like Oliver. The detail is coming up. Have a great weekend, Mr. Lee.
You too. Thank you. Bye for now.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.